Well, good morning to you.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bells.
Bells sounding. Welcome to it. Hank FM and Not Necessarily the News, where frequently alarm bells go off and not for the weather. We are under that tornado watch that is in effect until 11 a.m. Storms now, as we said, well off to the east of the Hank FM listening area. We welcome, wherever you may be, our worldwide audience streaming on our Hank Facebook page. Many of you already saw yesterday. It was from Dolly Parton's social accounts that the news of Dolly Parton's husband, Carl Dean, passing away yesterday at the age of 82. We'll dive a little more into this origin story, which is just like them, and just like Dolly, cute as a button. But Carl and Dolly met over 60 years ago, had been married for 58, met on her first day in Nashville. But Dolly released a statement that said, "Carl and I spent many wonderful years together. Words cannot do justice to the love we shared for over 60 years. Thank you for your prayers and for your sympathy," said Dolly. So Carl, of course, famously was not famous. He notoriously stayed out of the limelight, but always, according to Dolly, and that's really all we ever knew, Carl, is whatever Dolly would be gracious enough to tell us, always had her back.
To have, you know, someone there in your corner, and you know they love you for just who you are, not what you do, not what other people think you are, and they know you, you know, for who you are, and there's a great comfort in that, knowing that someone loves you exactly for who you are. Because he fell in love with me before I became a star. And so somebody said, "Oh, you know, how do you feel about being married to a star?" He said, "I didn't know what." You know? It's like, to him, I'm his star, but not, he doesn't relate to any of that.
Well, we'll be looking more into that again. 7:25 in the flashback, sending a lot of love and prayers to Dolly and her family at this time.
So we do love a good conspiracy theory around here. And the latest is that Kylie Jenner may not be the best for Timothy Chalamet's career. Fans are furious that he loses every time he brings his girlfriend to an award show, particularly after he nabbed Best Oscar at the leading man at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Now, those are normally like the predecessor to what's going to happen at the Academy Awards. And, well, some say it just simply doesn't make sense. The youngest member of the Kar-Jenner complex is just not popular among his fan base, especially because they seem to be really big into public displays of affection. Trips off.
Speaking of, Kylie. And I guess the Oscars will never be over because we keep talking about them, but Adrian Brody won Best Actor instead of Chalamet, set a record with his acceptance speech, the longest ever.
Aww.
5 minutes, 40 seconds. He waved the band off numerous times. That breaks the record that was set all the way back in 1943 by 10 seconds, set by actress Greer Garson, which was not a televised event back in the day, the Academy Awards. So, songwriter, fun facts from the Oscars, songwriter Diane Warren, she tied the record for the most Oscar nominations without ever winning. So Sunday night was her 16th loss in that. So Chalamet got a little ways to go, a little way to go on that. They're not saying, though, that there were any memorable moments, which, by the way, most memorable moment in a survey still is Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. To which Chris Rock said yesterday he's not ruling out hosting the Oscars again.
Of course, Chris Rock is a very brave man.
Well, Will Smith was banned, so he won't be there. Yeah. Okay. Ratings fell off about 20 million less viewers than last year. But Los Angeles itself was hit with an earthquake. Mild one, but it was right in the middle of the Oscars on Sunday night. So even the Lord wanted Adrian Brody to wrap things up a little bit. Goodness gracious.
Enough. So Reba McEntire may be the best girlfriend ever. The living legend says that Rex Lynn is obsessed with her chocolate chip shortbread cookies. He calls them seriously addictive and takes issue when she starts giving them away to family and friends. Says, that's enough. By the way, her secret is putting a little bit of salt right on top.
They called it yesterday, even. Not even today, but for the first time in a very, very long time. Happy Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday. Down there, Bourbon Street, New Orleans. because of high winds. What we just experienced is heading towards Louisiana, and they have scrapped the famed Mardi Gras parade.
This is disappointing for all of us. This is history. I don't even know another time. You know, we had to cancel 2021 during COVID, but none of us remember another time having to cancel. It was just really, really disappointing to be on the call with the National Weather Service and hearing that the gusty winds are really expected all day. So,
that's the issue, is they can't even delay it because it's going to be blustery there, just like it will be here, pretty much all day long out there in New Orleans. So if you want to throw... See, because if you were to throw your beads, they would just keep flying. I mean, there's no point to it out there.
Well, and while we're on the subject of beads, and you may get wild today, and I don't know if you are attending a parade or maybe making your own, but do not text and parade at the same time. Apparently, New Orleans first responders have put out an official warning that you can get smacked in the face with those beads because you're paying attention to your telephone instead of enjoying the moment in the Big Easy. They also tweeted, "Heads up, hands out while floats are passing. We are seeing face and head injuries. Flying beads." Well, so, I mean, it makes it a little bit safer. And it's canceled.
It's a good chance you could be staring at something else, too. Yesterday, political news, the Senate voted to confirm as the new Secretary of the U.S. Department of Education, one Linda McMahon. Former CEO and still somehow current wife of Vince McMahon. So Linda McMahon will be leading up. She once, for Trump in his first term, led the U.S. Small Business Administration. So she will now be the new Secretary of the U.S. Department of Education. So I'm excited that our youth of America will be learning everything about WWE history and the origins of wrestling. I think that'll be put in the curriculum. And then on the anniversary of Rich Girl hitting number one for Hall & Oates back in the day, Daryl Hall said yesterday he will never, ever, ever,
ever.
No, just two.
Okay, sorry.
Reunite with John Oates. Said there's too much damage. The ship has gone, quote, to the bottom of the ocean. I've had a lot of surprises in my life, disappointments, betrayals, so I'm just kind of used to it. That's Daryl Hall saying that about John Oates. When asked for comment, John Oates is the guy that just doesn't say anything, so he just didn't. He did say, "I can't go for that." Oh,
no. Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.